Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Share. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. To Be'ez Hashem be joining the Share. Parshas Nitzavim, Tavshin Pei. I was a little bit tumult last week and not totally on my game. And I only realized after the Share in Parshas Kisavai that with that Share, we began a new cycle of Meshech Chachma. The sixth cycle, Be'ez Hashem, that we began with Parshas Kisavai. We began this year in Tavshin Pei 2020 during COVID, Parshas Kisavai, and that means that last week was our fifth anniversary, and with Parshas Kisavai we begin our sixth cycle. We're Meshabech, Alo Avar, Umevakesh, Alo Asid, that the Rebbein Shem should give us continuously after the Shemaya, to be able to be Mefitz Torah, the Torah of Remer Simcha, and Kol HaTorah Kula, be able to be loymed Torah together, and Be'ez Hashem be zeicha to kol tov. Parshas Nitzavim Tovshin Pei Hei. We're going to learn a Meridik HaMeshech Chachma, not only Negea the Parsha, but I think Negea to be Mamlich the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah, as this is the last Shabbos of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Pei Vava, Ba'aleinu L'Toiva. Perek Chav Tes, Psukim Chav Dalet and Chav Hei. The Psukim before talk about Gofris Vamelach Sreifu Kalarza, Kodesh Baruch, who's going to bring destruction to Eretz Yisrael. Vamru Kalagoyim Ameosa Hashem Kochel Eretz Azoyitz Mechori Afagodol Azeh. Why did Hashem do this? What's his great anger? Vamru Alasherozvu Espris Hashem Elekei Avoysom. Because they left, they forsake the bris of Hashem Elekei Avoysom. Asher Koras Imam Boitzio Yisom Eretz Mitzrayim. That he made with them when he took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And Vayelchu Vayavdu Elohim Acherim. They went and they served other gods. Vayishtachvu Lohem. Elohim Asher Lo Yodaum. Velo Yicholak Lohem. Gods that Shelo Yodaum. Lo Yodu Behem Gvuras Elihus, says Rashi. They don't know any greatness of godliness. Velo Yicholak Lohem. Lo Yinosnom Lechelkom. Hashem didn't give them over in their chelik, as we'll see in a moment. So Meir Simcha seems to be bothered. What's this whole Arum and Arum here? That they left the Bris Hashem. Which Bris? Asher Koras Imam Boitzio Yisom Eretz Mitzrayim. What does all that mean? They went and they served Avodah Zarah. So he says as follows. Ha'inyan. Ki Umah Yisraelis Hu Ba'atzmuso Tachas Kanfei Hashgocha Protis B'loy Shum Emtzoy Chalila. One of the Yisaidus HaAmuna is that Klal Yisrael, the nation of Klal Yisrael, is under the wings of Ashkochas Protis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Direct and personal involvement from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. B'loy Shum Emtzoy Chalila. There's no mediums. It's a direct connection. Uchvar Omruzal, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitil Goyrolim Sori Mailo V'noflu Yisrael B'chalkoi. This is a Medrash Tanchum and Azino, a famous Medrash. And the Medrash says, Halehu Avicha Konecha. He is your father who acquired you. Zok the Medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and he was Mevalvel, and he mixed up all of the nations by the Dor HaFlaga, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, Sorei kol ha'umais, the powers of all the nations, Boyul natu gairalis, the miyala ha'umais. Listen, you have 70 sarim here, we have 70 nations, 71, including Klal Yisrael. Let's split them up. And each one of us at the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to take a nation that we're going to be in charge of. So they made Geirelis, they made Lats. And each Tsar got an Ummah. V'hitilu Geirelis v'nofal Yisrael l'chelko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that Geirel, Klal Yisrael ended up in the purview of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. K'lechsiv banchel el yoin goyim k'chelek ha'shamam o'yakev chel v'nachalosai. That's why it's called Chelek. Chalek. Now, Rameir Simcha seems to be bothered here. Chayr, it sounds like so it was a bit random. The fact that Klal Yisrael ended up under the Geirul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was random because he picked out the Geirul of Klal Yisrael. So Bishlam Hashem took Klal Yisrael for himself. And the other nations, he split up with the Geirul that we understand. Which Tsar belongs to which nation is not so muchruch. But was there really a possibility that somebody else would end up by the Rebbein Hashem, we'd end up by a Tsar? Lahoyrois, or Meir Simcha says. No, this is all a mashal, of course. So why does the Torah, why do Chazal use the mashal of a geirul la'iris lanu? Ki ha'umais he mushboim misari mala. All the other umais, first of all, the ashba that they get in this world, avad, it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the kal yachal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system that when he gives and he's mashbia to the umais ha'aylam, it goes through Sarim. It's not direct. It has to go through intermediaries. Levad mi Yisrael. Except for Klal Yisrael, hanivdolim l'chelka Yisbarach. Klal Yisrael is direct from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the understanding in what's going on. But why does it say it? I think what Meir Simcha is saying. Why does it say a geirol? Kilu, it's a geirol. Loid mitzara tayali yois lehisholem lahasholem moamiti ayoitzer akol Hashem Yisborach. You might think to yourself, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Klal Yisrael. He needs us in this world. So Mela, he chose us to be his nation. If, when nations were given out, perhaps each one, Tsar, went around and picked what's more matim to him. The Roman Tsar, so whatever that means in Shemaim, picked the Romans. And maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael because he needs us in this world that we should be his nation for something that he's going to get out of it. No, chas v'shalom. Loi mitzara te'eles la'sholem ha'amiti ha'itzar kol Hashem Yisborach. The fact that we are the chelik of Hashem, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a direct connection with us is not because he needs us and he needs that direct connection that he should be mushba chas v'shalom. Rak mitzad ha'skula v'ha'muskul ha'amiti li'atreini Yisborach. Rather, it's because, I don't even know what the words mean, ha'skula v'ha'muskul ha'amiti li'atreini Yisborach. Adrabba, because Klal Yisrael belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's a skula here with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is muskul ha'amiti. This is what the purpose of the entire creation is. Muskul ha'amiti means the emes sheba emes of what creation is. That's why we are the Rabbeinu Shalom's chelek. But in order that no one should chas v'shalom think that Hashem chose us because he needs us, the Medrash used the lashon of a geirul. A geirul is how things fall out. Could be sometimes in a geirul things fall out where they're supposed to fall. And it's not that it was random that we ended up in Hashem's chelek. Avada mitzad haskula, we belong there. And that's why we fell out there. Because amuskul amiti, that's the way things have to be. But we use the lashon of a geirul in order that no one should think that Hashem chose us, kilu, he needs us. I think it's a tifkat, Rameir Simcha saying. I'm welcome, open to ha'aris on it, but I think that's the yisayit of what he's saying. Lahiris lan. So that's the yisayit. The fact that Klal Yisrael is directly connected to the Rabbeinu Shamashkoch brought this, therefore we are not allowed to own slaves another yid. Kihu ke'oyved im ben melech. I'm going to purchase a slave? That slave is a prince. He's the ben of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I can't own the ben of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I can't be oyved like a slave, the ben of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So because of our direct connection with the Borei Olam, that is why there's an iser of a yid owning another yid as a slave. Well, there's a parsha of Eved Ivri, but it's only for 6 years, and he goes out free, and there's all things you have to do. He's like a hired worker for a certain amount of years, Chazal say. But we don't own him like a real Eved, that you're allowed to work him to the bone, and so on and so forth, and own him as a piece of property. And be Mayrishim Levanov. That we can't do to another yid. Why? Because he's a Ben Melech. How can we even with a Ben Melech? And he's saying another yisayit here. Every other nation is tachas the srara of the Sarim, of Malachim. So they're not connected directly to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. He took every Yid out l'chavshi from freedom from the Pamaya Shamayla. We're not at their mercy. We're not at what they decide. Hey, Masorim v'keichveyem. We're free. We're free people. Free from those ties to the Sarim. And we're directly princes of the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Free people can't be Meshubbat. You can't be a slave if you're a free person. And you can't have a slave who's the Ben Melech. Asher lachein ein lavi l'shum malach. V'loim ala gavriel hei esur ser beini l'ashem yisbarach. Therefore you're not allowed to, a Yid's not allowed to serve any malachim. And he's not even allowed to say to Gavriel, be an intermediary for me between me and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ki kamayu kamaynu hem misyachsim l'ashkochas ho'echer ha'mechuyu v'mitziyos yisbarach shamayi. There's no difference between us and a malach. A malach has a direct connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have a direct connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So what are we going to go to our equal to go to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Go to Gavriel, who's an equal to us? Vechishtabed by baser v'dom koritz mechaymer kamayu. So if we're free, afilu from the malachim, how is another human being going to be meshabed a Ben Yisrael? Now it's interesting, this Lashon of Gavriel is really Yerushalmi. They bring down here Yerushalmi and Brachas. Meridik Yerushalmi, Brachas, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Rabbi Yudah Amar B'Shem Mishmei Didei. Rabbi Yudah says in his own name, Basar V'dam Yesh Le Patrein. In Bos Le Sore Nichzes Le Pisaim. Human being, he has someone who takes care of him. If he has a tzara, he doesn't come into his house suddenly at his palace. El above, Oymele Apitzche Shal Bitrayna, he comes to the palace. He stands by the door, V'kirla Avdei Leben Beisai, he calls the Eben or the Ben Bayis of the palace. V'oymer, Ishploini Oymele Apesach Hatzercha, Shema Machnisenu V'shema Manichai. So the guy goes in and he says, you should know, Yanim is standing at the doorway. Should we let him in or we should send him away? Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, if you have a tzara, don't cry out to Michal or Gabriel. Cry out to me, and I'll answer immediately. A pasuk in Yoyel. So that's the difference of Klal Yisrael and the Ummas Ha'ilam. You don't call out to Michal Gabriel directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Continues Rameir Simcha. Vine Yadua. Ki Avodah Zarah b'yamim hakadmonim, the whole Yisrael of Avodah Zarah originally, hayo lahamshich hashbo'os mikoich v'malo v'asar mamunim aleihem. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the koiches through the Sarim. Now a person, the Avdei Avodah Zarah, understood that you have to now be mefayis those sarim. Those sarim had latitude, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them how to give out things. So if you were able to charge them up, so to speak, with ruchnias things, you'd be able to activate the hashpa from them. According, like the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph talks about, lefi what they are, there's certain avodas miuchadas, that if you're able to give them that charge, they're able to be mashbia. But lachain loy kigoyim beis Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael's not like that. Hey, Moitzes Hashemayim loy chatu, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, we're not afraid of Moitzes Hashemayim because we're not tully in them. We have no shaykhis with Oitzes Hashamayim. We directly talk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Lachain huz haru al hashituf. That's why Klal Yisrael is usur to have shituf. Shituf literally means partnership. It means not only to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to be meshatef, to give a partner to him. Goyim are not mitzuva on shituf, Tosfos says in Sanhedrin. Goyim are not mitzuva on shituf. And I saw brought somewhere that the Rav Akiva Emden and Marak Tzia and in Shelis Yaivitz, Marak Tzia of Reish Chavdal and Arachayim, and Shelis Yaivitz Simen Memalef, he explains that these are things are tali zabezeh. The fact that the Umas Ha'ilam are tachas the Sarim, and they're at the mercy of the Sarim, by definition, the only way for them to get Hashbaz is through the Sarim. I mean, they could go directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They could try, but they can't, because there's a distance. That's not the Mahalach. When you're not in the palace, you have to go through the proper channels, and the channels is through the Sarim to get to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the original Avodah Zarah, that's what they did. They meant to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through the subsidiaries of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's why they're not mitzuvah and shituf, because that's the only way that they taka Hashem wants it to work out that way. But klai so pum faker, the other rabbi, we're directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If we go and serve the marachas, if we go and try to get intermediaries, that's showing we don't understand our direct connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's also, that's avodah zarah for us. That's mamish avodah zarah. It's strange because we have no connection to them. To a guy, that's not avodah zarah. As long as his kavana is because he wants to get to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he could go through intermediaries. It's not zarah to him. That's his connection. That's his mahalach. For Klal Yisrael, she'ein lohem shum misyachus klal imoim, lochein huzaru al hashituf. V'nei matzonu b'yirmi aperek lamadalid. So now it says the Meir Simcha. We find in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Dalet Psukim Yudal Tazayin Shetziva Lo Itzi Lechavshi Levliyava Yehudi Ishbachiu. Yirmiyah said that each Yid should free his slaves. A Yid can't have slaves. Another Yid. Omar Zehabris Asher Karas Hashem Imom B'Yom Itziyah Mitzrayim. And the pasuk over there in Yirmiyah says, what this idea of freeing the slaves is a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was karas imam b'yitziyah mimitzrayim. Upirish b'Yushalmi, the Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Re'u Bezdin, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei. Yushalmi here says, Tavracher Tzayim b'Yayvon, Tkiya Shaifer over there, Tkiya Shaifer Tuli b'Vezdin, V'shiluach Avodim Mislui b'Chaladim. We spoke about this. The Meshachach Marz Vayera talks about this. Al Matz even. It says over here, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'Aharon, Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, vel paroi melech Mitzrayim. What did he tell Klal Yisrael? He told Klal Yisrael the parsha of Shiluach Avodim. They have to send out their Avodim. Why was Klai Yisrael Nenash in Eretz Yisrael? Because they didn't send Avodim out. Like the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, our psukim in Yirmiyah, every 7 years you have to send out Isha Ivri. Tani b'shem Rem Nechemiah. Divrei Torah is like ani oisaycher mimerchok tavi lachma. Divrei Torah aniim bimkoimam vashirim bimakam acher. Divrei Torah in one place might be like poor, you don't know what's going on, but there are shirim bimakam acher. The Yerushalmi is telling us a meridika thing. In Parashas Vayera, Vayitzavim b'nei Yisrael doesn't say what? You know what it is? Yirmiyah tells us. Yirmiyah tells us it's a parsha of Ishiluach Avodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairis Bris by Tziyah Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Upirish Yishalmi, Dezel Shenemer, Parshas Vayera, Vayitzava Menezol, Tziva Ma'al Shiluach Avodim, V'kori Allah, Divrei Torah Ani Mokamach Echad, V'ashim Mokamach Er. So we know the Bris, that Hashem was Karas, by Tziyah Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim, was on Shiluach Avodim. That's what we're getting to here. L'chein yoymar, al asher ozvu bris b'hitziyo yisam eretz mitzrayim. Over here in Parashas Nitzavim, it says, v'omru kol agoyim, al me'osa Hashem koch l'aretz hazoyis mechori af agadol zeh. Why is there such anger? V'omru al asher ozvu bris Hashem l'kei avoyisam. Asher koras imam b'hitziyo yisam mitzrayim, because they left the bris. Which bris? The bris asher koras imam b'hitziyo yisam eretz mitzrayim. What was that bris? Hainu ze habris shel shiluach avodim. Beinu nimkar yeser misheish ki avodayim. The Klal Yisrael was over on the bris of shiluach avodim. That's the bris that it says here that brought such destruction. Why? V'kevan shalei asu kein. Because if you don't understand why you have to send away your avadim, if you don't understand ki bonayim, ki avadayim, if you don't understand you can't be mishabed another yid, you know what that means? You don't understand that Klal Yisrael is directly under Hashgachas Hashem. You don't understand that every one of us is a ben melech with a direct connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, no intermediaries. And if that's true, if you, Klal Yisrael, decide that you want to keep avadim and you don't want to be in that world of Hashgacha Pratis, hey mesulakim ba'avoyin zeh me'ashgacha leikos. This Aveira brings a siluk of Hashgachas Hashem. Uchichol ha'goyim beis Yisrael rachmana litzlan. Now we're like all the goyim. Li'yosef shum mishboim misarei maila. You want to be in charge, own other people? You want to have avadim? You don't understand that you're a ben melech? Okay, that's how you want it to be. You're also not going to have a direct connection to me. You're going to be mushba from the Sarei Maila. And if you're mushba from the Sarei Maila, what happens? Now if you need the Sarei Maila, you're going to have to serve them. But that's not Avodah Zarah for you. You're stuck. Yeah, you're going to get Ashba from the Sarei Maila. But Das Alein is Avodah Zarah. Like in Yirmiyah, those Noshim said, when we stopped serving the Avodah Zarah, we don't have anything. And when we do, we get the rain and we get all the things we need. So they were upset about that. But this is Gufa the Einish. The Einish is that we're mushba from the Sarei Maila, and Mimela, the only way to get anything out of the Sarei Maila, we're at their mercy. Either if we don't serve Avodah Zarah, we're at their mercy, whatever they send. We have the ability to serve them and get what we want, but that's Avodah Zarah. But that's all an oinish, because we removed ourselves from Hashgachas Hashem. Because we did not recognize our direct connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. How did that manifest itself? By ignoring the parsha of Shiluach Avodim and thinking we can own another yid. Not recognizing who we are and who he is, and our direct connection to the Rabbi Nishalev. But l'chein k'siv, and that's why it says, b'chayisa v'ravisa v'irachu Hashem leikecha baretz asher tabasham l'rishta. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tez Zayin, the end of the parsha. Reina sati lefanecha yem esachayim esatev esamah vasara asher neichi mitzavcha yem la'avos Hashem lekech lechz v'jochel l'shmar mitzayiz chag v'shotov. If you're going to go in his ways v'chayisa v'yiravisa and you're going to live v'ravisa and you're going to multiply uveirachu Hashem lekecha and Hashem is going to bless you directly the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ba'aretz asher atav v'sham l'rishta. And Dr. Meir Simcha in the Mesaira, I don't know if the Baal HaTurim brings down this Mesaira. Oh, he does. The Mesaira. There's two places it says Uveiracha Hashem Aleikecha. It says it here, and it says by Eved Ivri in Parshas Rei Lo Yikshev Einecha B'Shalecha Yisaychav Shimach Uveirachicha Hashem Aleikecha. So Meir Simcha saying a Meir Dikapshat. This V'chayisa V'ravisa Uveirachicha is tali in la yikshav einecha b'shalecha yisechav shimeimach uveiracho Hashem leikecha. When you recognize you send your eved away, uveiracho Hashem leikecha, v'chayisa v'risa ravisa ba'aretz asher Hashem leikech asher atav Hashem lerishta. But in the beginning of the parsha, when Klal Yisrael was Ozvu es bris Hashem asher karas imam v'yitzir esam eretz Mitzrayim. What bris was that? Shiluach avodim. That brings all the destruction. You're now under Sarei Maila. It caused you to Avodah Zarah. It caused you to Avodah Zarah. Mechari afagadol hazeh. It brings the terrible destruction. It's all tali in us. Nifladik of words of Rameir Simcha. And that's the yesoid of a Rosh Hashanah. That's the yesoid of Bimamlech de Rabbi Nisham. Of recognizing Ashrei ha'odam ha'om yoyidei sruah. Frekt. the Medrash, only Klal Yisrael knows how to blow. No, we Klal Yisrael know of Yom Trua. We know of Rosh Hashanah. We come to be Mamlech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We have a direct connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We're Mamlech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and ourselves. We come directly to him with the Shofar. Shofar Kevan Zikar and Kilifnim Dami. Go straight Lifnaiv Lifnim to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. No intermediaries, nothing else. With Shofar, we declare Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's us and you. We're connected directly to you. No intermediaries. During the rest of the year, we're all busy with the intermediaries of the world because we're in Galus. And we are Tali. The Gaon says in numerous places, we're under the mercy of the Sarim in Galus. That's Taka the Pshat. And it led over years to Avodah Zarah, as we just learned in Meir Simcha. But comes a Rosh Hashanah, and we come back to the Rabbeinu Shalom when we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, no, we want this direct connection. We're going to blow that Shofar Ashrei Adam, Yoyde Yisrua, Yoydim Lefayas as Rabbeinu Betrua. How? It goes directly into the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything else is gone. There's no politics. There's no intermediaries. There's no politicians. We're at their mercy the rest of the year. But comes Rosh Hashanah, and we renew our emunah in the Rabbeinu Shalom. We renew our emunah in Hashgacha Pratis. We renew our emunah that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Leila Michal v'Leila Gabriel, don't crowd them. Eliyitzali Yitzavach v'ani oinelay miyah. That's the shofar. That's the cry of the shofar. Cry out with a shvarim and a trua to the Rabbeinu Shalayla v'ani oinelay miyah. To recognize, Klal Yisrael is different. We Klal Yisrael are directly connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's being mamlich the Rabbeinu Shalom and Rosh Hashanah. Avaisai, aksivach tima teiva, agutke ben shiar. Yimali Hashem kol mishalas libchem l'teiva, v'Hashem mishitak b'zoiche. Everyone, toshana teiva musuka, v'shnas geula v'yeshua. For every individual, for Klal Yisrael as a whole, should be zoiche to see and be mekabel, p'nei Mashiach tzidkenu, the shofar of Matan Torah, is b'yitzio Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of the coming of Mashiach, shall all be intertwined in one. We should be zeichet to see that day. B'karav b'mehera b'yameinu amen. Kol tov.